Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do.
All right, well, it's Pharrell Williams helping Kirk Franklin score a victory on the hot gospel song chart. Who knew there was a gospel song chart?
What? Gospels, you knew there was a gospel chart?
Actually, truth be told, which is what I like to tell, I find gospel
lie
music...
Lie be told. No one ever says lies be told.
No, no. I really think gospel music is fabulous. And yeah. If I could listen to it with regularity, the really good gospel music is more enlivening, it's more enriching, it's more fulfilling, it gets me going more than almost anything. That's what I loved about going to church, was singing. I was in choirs all through junior high school and high school and college, singing in churches, and I found the listening to the ministers puts me to sleep. The only thing any good about going to church was being able to sing or listen to the music. For the most part, once in a while you find somebody good who had actually something to say that you could learn from. The idea that music really touches our soul probably has its deepest roots and meanings in church. So anyway, the story of Kirk Franklin, who is very big in the gospel music business, known for collaborating with artists outside of the gospel circle, though. When Kanye West performed in SNL, he brought out Franklin and Chance the Rapper. Now, there's a combination, huh?
Yeah.
That's really a very interesting combo. All right, so the newest partnership, though, is Franklin with Pharrell Williams for a new version of Franklin's 1-2-3 Victory, which is what we're listening to here in the background, sparked by Pharrell's featured involvement. It's, by the way, number one on the Hot Gospel Song Chart at Billboard Magazine. Let's crank this up. It's not that kind of gospel music I go for.
Yeah, this doesn't sound gospel.
It is on the Hot Gospel Song ranking. Actually, it started last year and was at number two in May, and now it apparently is number one.
After 41 weeks on the charts, it finally went to number one because Pharrell did a remix of it.
Yeah, yeah. Good.
It's amazing.
Right. Yeah, good. All right, let's see what else is going on musically here. You'll find this to be rather a hard connection, but it is real. Jeff Bridges. Remember that scene in The Big Lebowski where Bridges trips out and goes for a midnight flight after his rug is ripped off?
Which is so great.
Yeah. So, this scene cued Bob Dylan's The Man and Me from his album New Morning back in 1970. Well, seems that Jeff Bridges, who played the dude, dropped by Conan this week and obliged a request to perform the song with Conan's house band. He has a guitar prodigy named Quinn Sullivan that was with him. And this is what it sounded like. This is from Conan. Crank this up.
The Man in Me.
Pretty bad.
It sounded okay in the beginning there. I mean, he doesn't sound like Bob Dylan. Kara, do you have the original Bob Dylan version too?
Yeah, just to know.
Jeff Bridges is such a cool, quirky guy.
Yes, there you go.
This is from the movie.
My music sounds like this.
You don't like Bob Dylan?
I'm Bob Dylan.
To get through. Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to know what your handwriting says about you? Does it really reveal your personality? Probably so. Think about it. Words spin around in your brain, find themselves soaked in all of your quirks and traits, and then they pop out of your hand. Here's the science of it. First, note the slant of your handwriting. If it slants to the right, you're emotional. If it slants to the left, you're rather pent up, perhaps even a little retentive. It takes a lot to get emotion out of you. Is your handwriting large? Well, you've got an ego you want to show to the world. You want to be noticed.
I'm a genius.
What about your handwriting's pressure? Does it go through three pages, look like pent up anger?
I'm as mad as hell.
Dot your eyes with flowers. I just stop doing that.
You're a neo-maxi-zoom dweeby.
What's the cheap psychological trick? If you have something to hide, you better print. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Think green.
Harrison with you. The next time you eat a steak or suck the meat off a chicken bone, consider this job posting from the USDA trolling for a food inspector. Quote, food inspectors are involved in post-mortem inspections of animals or poultry. The inspector must stand on slippery and uneven floors while performing the inspection of animal carcasses and body parts, which are pulled by a mechanized chain through the plant. Water of 180 degrees Fahrenheit and high-voltage electrical stimulators are in the inspector's proximity. Viscera inspection activities require the USDA inspector to palpate and slice organs while standing at a moving table. In addition, the inspection work requires the ability to detect product abnormalities through smell. Who says old-fashioned USDA work isn't fun? This is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.